Since the election, there's been a spike in the number of hate crimes reported across the country. That includes cases of harassment and bullying, often targeting immigrants. Many have turned to churches for help coping with all this. The World's Jasmine Garsd recently traveled to North Carolina, where she spent time at an evangelical church grappling with this new reality.
Bendecidos para bendecir. Repite eso conmigo. Soy bendecido.
It's Sunday in Raleigh. Outside, the trees shiver in the winter chill. And in a deserted strip mall, the Evangelical Church of Ciudad de Dios, City of God, starts its worship. It's a young church with a corporate newness. There's a screen for spiritual PowerPoint presentations, but there are also rustic wooden crosses. This congregation is also entirely Latino, mostly immigrant. And today, they're celebrating one.
Lucho, que se hizo ciudadano esta semana, lunes. Okay. Lucho, levanta la mano allá, mira.
Pastor William Zarzola announces that one of the congregants just became a U.S. citizen. And then he discusses what's on everyone's mind these days, the incoming Donald Trump presidency and the future of immigrants in America.
Ciertamente estamos en un tiempo de mucha incertidumbre, no sabemos qué va a pasar.
We are living in uncertain times, says Arzola. We do not know what will happen after January 20th. But I will tell you something you must be sure of, he says. Anyone can go into that White House, but no one is moving God from his throne. His authority remains strong. But post-election, there's another reality here, a rise in racism. In the days after Trump's win, the Southern Poverty Law Center reported nearly 900 incidents of hateful harassment throughout the U.S., many against immigrants. And this has churchgoers like Ariel afraid and considering returning to Mexico, a place he left years ago.
No estoy con miedo, obviamente veo lo que se nos viene.
I'm not scared, he says, but I can see what's coming. This country has always been racist, but Trump, he says, ran on a campaign of hate, racism, and xenophobia. A few weeks ago, Ariel says he was helping a woman cross the street. They were speaking in Spanish, and a white construction worker spit on him. He says he's ready to leave the U.S.
Paciencia.
Patience. That's what Pastor Arzola says when people ask him how to deal with racism. The pastor was called in to break up a fight between a Latino and a neighbor who told him to go back to his country recently.
Yo les digo que tengan paciencia, que tengan un poquito de
Arzola says, don't leave. Don't leave the U.S. He says the worst way to lose a battle is by not fighting it. Arzola, who is from Venezuela himself, also knows that many of his fellow pastors supported Trump. He understands it was a tough election. He himself was torn up as he cast his vote. He asked God for guidance. He won't say who he voted for, but he does say this.
Yo creo que Dios en estos últimos tiempos, Jasmine, está...
I think these days, God is standing in the middle. And he's saying, look, who are you with? Are you with anti-immigration policies or are you with me? Are you with me? Arzola also wonders what comes after patience. What if deportations ramp up, as Trump promises? The church will have to take a stance, Arzola says. I believe that Jesus Christ was the first activist of our modern times, against the system, using your faith for activism. And Jesus, Arzola says, tells us not to forget the poor, the abused, those who have no country. For The World, Jasmine Garsd, Raleigh, North Carolina.